Good afternoon. This is All India Radio, and I'm Minuti Chatterjee with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway in Tripura to elect new assembly. Around 46% polling recorded till 1 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, multi-party system in India enriches country's democracy. Inaugurate eco-friendly, ultra-modern BJP's newly constructed headquarters in New Delhi. Chabahar Port, Ashgabat Agreement, an international north-south transport corridor to open immense development opportunities for India, Iran and Afghanistan, says President Ramnath Kovind. An Iranian plane carrying 66 people from Tehran crashes into the country's Zagros Mountains. Fire damages Tibetan Buddhism's most sacred shrine, Jokhang Monastery in Lhasa. And in cricket, hosts South Africa put Indian Eves into bat. In the third T20 match at Johannesburg, men's team also to take on the Proteas in the first T20 match this evening. Polling is underway in Tripura to elect a new assembly. Around 46% voters have exercised their franchise till 1 p.m. Voting is taking place in 59 of the 60 constituencies. It started at 7 a.m. and will end at 4 p.m. Polling to Charilam's ST seat has been postponed till the 12th of next month due to the death of the CPIM candidate, Ramendra Narayan Debbarma. A total of 292 candidates, including 20 women, are in the fray, with the main contest expected between BJP and CPIM. Adequate security measures have been put in place to ensure free, fair and peaceful polls. The Indo-Bangla border has been sealed to prevent any trans-border movement. Of the total 3,174 polling stations, 47 are being handled by all women poll staff. Our correspondent reports that due to malfunctioning of EVMs in a number of polling booths, voting started 30 minutes to an hour late in the morning.
Chief Minister Manik Sarkar and several other political leaders, including State BJP President Biplab Kumar Deb and Tripura Pradesh Congress President Birjit Sinha, have cast their votes. A total of 292 candidates are in the fray for the elections. Unlike last assembly polls in 2013, when contest was in between left and Congress, this time CPIM-led Left Front and BJP-IPST alliance are entangled in the electoral battle. This time, prominent candidates include Chief Minister Manik Sarkar and BJP State President Biplab Kumar Deb. On the other side, Inspector General of Police, Mr. V. Srijesh, told AIR that there is no report of any untoward incident from anywhere of the state. He said adequate security arrangements have been made across the state. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
The counting of votes will be taken up on the 3rd of next month, along with Nagaland and Meghalaya. Nagaland and Meghalaya will go to the polls on the 27th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said multi-party system in India enriches the country's democracy. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating the new BJP headquarters at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in New Delhi. He said forming a political party is not tough in India and there are different parties with their own views and ideologies.
Kuch dal hai jinki aaj sansad mein bhi upasthiti hai, unke apne vichar hai, har issue ke prati समस्या को देखने का उनका अपना नजरिया है और इतने सब दलों के होने के कारण भारत के लोकतंत्र का एक गुलदस्ता बहुत सुहावना लगता है। ये हमारे लोकतंत्र की खूबसूरती है कि बहुदलीय हमारा लोकतंत्र और जो सदन में बैठे हुए अलग अलग दलों के बंधु हैं वे जन सामान्य की आशा आकांक्षाओं को अपने नजरिए से प्रकट करते रहते हैं।
Mr. Modi also said his party is committed to Rashtra Bhakti. He added that Jansang and BJP leaders have been at the forefront of all leading mass movements post-independence.
आजादी के बाद इस देश में जितने भी राष्ट्रीय हित के आंदोलन हुए, राष्ट्रीय, राष्ट्रभक्ति, राष्ट्रवादिता, इन सभी तराजू से तुले हुए जितने आंदोलन हुए, आजादी के बाद के वो सारे आंदोलनों का नेतृत्व जनसंघ या भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने किया है और इस बात का हम लोगों को गर्व है।
Speaking on the occasion, BJP President Amit Shah said, it is an important day for the party. Mr. Shah said it is one of the biggest headquarters of any political party in the world.
ये कार्यालय जो हमारा बना है, 1,70,000 square feet का कार्यालय है। और मैं सर्च करने के बाद कह रहा हूं दुनिया की सारी पॉलिटिकल पार्टियों में सबसे बड़ा कार्यालय भारतीय जनता पार्टी का और सभी आधुनिक सुविधाओं से इसको लैस बनाया गया है।
Senior party leaders L.K. Advani and Murali Manohar Joshi and Union Ministers Sushma Swaraj, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Ravi Shankar Prasad were also present on the occasion. The new BJP headquarters has three buildings fitted with modern communication tools, enabling party office bearers to coordinate official works with their counterparts in states and local levels in real time. The eco-friendly complex is Wi-Fi enabled with 70 rooms. Hollow bricks have been used and solar panels have been installed to provide power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mumbai this afternoon to inaugurate a number of projects. Mr. Modi will first lay the foundation stone of Navi Mumbai International Airport. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Costing 16,700 crore rupees, the Navi Mumbai International Airport will have two parallel runways, unlike the Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, which has only one runway. Besides, the Prime Minister will deliver the inaugural address at Global Investors Summit, Magnetic Maharashtra Convergence 2018. The Prime Minister will interact with captains of industries at high tea. Later, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Vadhvani Institute for Artificial Intelligence at the University of Mumbai. Lubna Yusuf Musa, AIR News, Mumbai.
Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad has categorically stated that judiciary has no right to formulate law and govern administration. Addressing the plenary session of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference in Patna, Mr. Prasad said these rights have been given to the elected government. He said Parliament has the right to formulate law and judiciary has only the right to explain it. The minister said the court can reject arbitrary laws, if any. He said autonomy has been given to the legislature and judiciary under provisions of the constitution, adding that these provisions prohibit each other to intervene. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his family visited the Taj Mahal in Agra today. In the visitor's book, Mr. Trudeau termed the visit as wonderful, saying that the Taj Mahal is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Mr. Trudeau arrived in New Delhi last evening on an 8-day visit to India. During his stay, the visiting dignitary will visit Ahmedabad, Mumbai and Amritsar. On Friday, he will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Trudeau's visit is aimed at further strengthening bilateral relations between India and Canada in key areas of mutual interest, including trade and investment, energy, skill development and space. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. President Ramnath Kovind has said Chabahar Port, Ashgabat Agreement and International North-South Transport Corridor will not only open immense opportunities of development and prosperity in India, Iran and Afghanistan, but also in the larger region. Mr. Kovind said this during a meeting with his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi last evening. The President expressed happiness that the India-Iran relationship is growing in all spheres, including the energy sector. He said as the developing nations are facing similar challenges, India and Iran have much to share and gain from each other. Mr. Kovind also said Iran has played an important role in connecting people, cultures and civilizations for centuries. Dr. Rouhani's three-day visit to India concluded yesterday. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley will co-chair the 12th India-Saudi Arabia Joint Commission meeting in Saudi capital Riyadh today. Mr. Jaitley, along with his Saudi counterpart, will also open the Saudi Indian Business Council. Finance Minister will also visit India Pavilion at the Saudi National Heritage and Cultural Festival Janadria. Mr. Jaitley will meet with the Saudi Minister of Trade and Investment, Majid Al-Kasabi, to discuss the bilateral issues between the two countries. Mr. Jaitley arrived in Riyadh last night on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia. In Iran, a passenger plane with 66 people on board crashed into the Zagros Mountains today. State-run Press TV said the plane heading from Tehran to a small town of Yasuj went off radar mid-flight. The head of the country's emergency services, Pir Hussein, Gulivand said the plane with 60 passengers and 6 crew members crashed in the Semirom area and all emergency forces are on alert. A helicopter has been sent as it is not possible to send ambulances to the mountainous area. A helicopter carrying senior officials has crashed while they assessed damage from Friday's Mexican quake, killing at least 14, including a baby. Mexico's interior minister and the governor of southwest Oaxaca state were on board, but neither were hurt. The aircraft's pilot lost control as it was coming into land. The 7.2 magnitude quake's epicenter was in Oaxaca, but it shook buildings in Mexico City, 350 kilometers away. No deaths have been reported in the earthquake itself. A fire broke out at the most sacred shrine in Tibetan Buddhism, the Jokhang Monastery in Lhasa last night. Footage posted online showed flames billowing from the roof. Chinese state media said the blaze was soon put out and no casualties and damage to the cultural relics have been reported so far. The Jokhang Monastery, which is over 1,000 years old, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The incident took place as Tibetans are celebrating Losar, their traditional New Year, which began on Friday. In Sri Lanka, former President Mahinda Rajapaksa's brother, Basil Rajapaksa, has said 19A of the constitution was brought by the incumbent government to prevent the Rajapaksas from returning to power, and it should be re-amended. 19th amendment of the constitution has limited an individual to hold no more than 2 presidential terms, while also disqualifying dual citizens from holding constitutional positions. Mahinda Rajapaksa has already served 2 presidential terms, while his brothers Basil and former Defence Secretary Gotabaya have dual citizenships of US and Sri Lanka. More from our correspondent.
The political storm created out of local body polls last week is yet to settle in Sri Lanka, but discussions have begun for future politics in the country. While former President Mahinda Rajapaksa has made a political comeback, his supporters are looking for ways to bring him back to power. The 19th Amendment to Constitution has made him ineligible to contest presidential polls again, while also disqualifying his 2 brothers, Basil and Gotabaya, as they are dual citizens. Incumbent President Maithripala Sirisena had promised to end executive presidency after coming to power, but has wavered on his commitment. Mahinda Rajapaksa, after his recent victory, demanded end to presidential system and reintroduction of parliamentary democracy in the country. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
In news just in, all the 66 people on board the Iran flight from Tehran to Yasuj have been killed. Tropical cyclone Kelvin hit the resource-rich north coast of Western Australia today, lashing it with strong winds and causing floods. The country's Met Bureau said the storm crossed the coast early this morning with winds that gusted up to 150 kilometers per hour. It, however, expects the winds to weaken as the system moves inland. In women's cricket, India were 95 for 4 in 12 overs against South Africa in the third T20 match at the New Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg a short while ago. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and chose to bowl. The Harmanpreet Kaur-led side currently leads the 5-match series 2-0. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the first 2020 of the 3-match series at the New Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg today. The match will begin at 6 p.m. Indian time. All India Radio will broadcast a live commentary on the match in Hindi and English from 5:30 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on Rajdhani, FM Rainbow and additional frequencies. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway in Tripura to elect new assembly. Around 46% polling recorded till 1 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says multi-party system in India enriches country's democracy. Inaugurates eco-friendly, ultra-modern BJP's newly constructed headquarters in New Delhi. Chabahar Port, Ashgabat Agreement, an international north-south transport corridor to open immense development opportunities for India, Iran and Afghanistan, says President Ramnath Kovind. An Iranian plane carrying 66 people from Tehran crashes into the country's Zagros Mountains. Fire damages Tibetan Buddhism's most sacred shrine, Jokhang Monastery in Lhasa. And in cricket, host South Africa put Indian leaves to bat in the third T20 match at Johannesburg, and the men's team also to take on the Proteas in the first T20 match this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.